Psalm 104, verses 31 through 35. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. You don't have to be an accomplished vocalist to sing praises to God. The believer is challenged to belt out our proclamations of worship every day, all day, as long as I live, the psalmist says. Our tunes of praise may be personal renditions of well-known hymns or contemporary praise songs, but singing is not the only way to sing to the Lord. A life song is proclaimed throughout God's daily assignments. Beautiful songs are sung when mothers tenderly care for their children and when fathers provide godly encouragement. Life songs hit the high notes when we serve others behind the scenes. Harmony is heard when believers work together in unity. Praise rises as we choose obedience over disobedience when no one else is watching. Forgiving one another is a song that brings tears of joy. Forgiving one another. Now that's a song that brings tears of joy. Singing praise to God in the gathering of other believers is essential and powerful and encouraging. It is the spiritual turbocharge that spurs our praise during the week. However, praise doesn't stop with the last note of the worship set. The most powerful praise songs are sung when you walk into your office or your classroom on Monday morning with the attitude that proves you are a child of the living God. Father, make my life a song of praise that honors you with worship as long as I live. In Jesus' name, amen.